This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back to the show here a few minutes after 6 on your Thursday morning, and I want to get you an update live from Washington, D.C. Fortunate enough to get Congressman Eric Burleson on the line this morning from the 7th Congressional District. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a long night, huh?
It's been a very long night. It's a historic moment.
So what's the latest? Give us the breaking news. Has there been a vote on this reconciliation bill?
I just walked off the floor. It passed, I believe, by one vote. Two Republicans voted no. And the most of us voted yes. I'm going to be level set here. As a truly passionate fiscal hawk conservative, I thought that this could be the opportunity. This could be the bill that we could, shepherd in a turnaround in this country when it comes to our fiscal solvency. And I get it. This bill was not necessarily the vehicle for that, but this was the vehicle for extending the tax cuts on the middle class, delivering on all of the things that Donald Trump campaigned on, and there were some little wins in there that were pretty significant. The more that I reflect on it, one is that we defunded transgender surgeries through Medicaid. And we also defunded Planned Parenthood.
Oh, wow.
For me, that's a big deal through the bill. We also eliminated the suppressor and the tax on the suppressor. Not eliminated suppressors. We eliminated the language in the law, the National Firearms Act, related to suppressors, thus making suppressors no longer taxed and registered.
That's amazing. That's been a goal of yours, I know, for a long time. And I saw the folks at Gun Owners of America put that out on X this morning, that it had been part of the manager's amendment. Was that a little bit of a surprise to you? I know it's something you'd been working for.
No, we have been fighting behind the scenes tooth and nail to get that in. And so we got... I thought that we were able to get more than that. I mean, again, this is how I feel about... generally speaking, is you try to get a lot, and then sometimes you get a little, and you have to kind of sit back and reflect and say, you know what? I think while I didn't get everything I'd asked for, at least we got something. And that's where we're at with this issue too, because I asked for language repeal for the suppressors, for short barrel rifles, for short barrel shotguns, and that we didn't get the short barrel rifles or short barrel shotguns, but at least we got the suppressors. Now, that being said, it's going over to the Senate, and there's a handful of senators right now, John Cornyn, for example, out of Texas, who needs to demonstrate and prove that he's still pro-Second Amendment, and it kind of leaves room for him to maybe add that language onto the bill and send it back over.
You mean to keep it?
Yeah, to eliminate the the tax stamp on short barrel rifles and short barrel shotguns.
Wow. So you think there, in other words, you think there might be some opposition to that change in the Senate?
Oh, no, I'm sure there's going to be some opposition, but what I'm saying is I think the Senate is going to take that language that we put on suppressors and go further. That's my hope, is that they would go further with it.
I'm looking up at the TV screen right now. Kim just pointed out, and Mike Johnson is holding his news conference to brag about the big, beautiful bill passing. And here we've got you on the radio to talk about it. That's awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, I appreciate you. I know it's been a long night. I know this is a big relief. The news is that it passed by one vote, it sounds like, and now this moves over to the Senate. And is the goal still, to your knowledge, by July 4th?
Yeah, it's got to be done by mid-July if we're going to be able to meet the deadline for the debt ceiling.
Yes.
So we're hitting the debt ceiling at that point. We don't want to pass the debt ceiling in a normal bill, because you have to get 10 senators on board, and that will be way too costly. So this putting the debt ceiling increase in this one big, beautiful bill is a strategic move. And, you know, and it does, the fact that we finished the border wall in here, it boosts patrol for ICE agents. It kicks about 1.5 million illegal immigrants off of Medicaid, which is fantastic. We put in the able-bodied work requirements in Medicaid and food stamps. So there's a lot of wins in this bill. It's just, I wish we could have gone further, but I'm always going to wish that we could go further.
Right. Decipher that for people who are going to see mainstream media headlines within minutes saying that you're taking health care away from poor people. What do the Medicaid cuts mean?
Yeah, I mean, look, Medicaid is it was intended for people that are disabled, age, the elderly, the blind, pregnant moms, and children. Right, that's who that was intended for. But under Barack Obama and under Joe Biden, they tweaked Medicaid to put a lot of young, able-bodied adults on this program. And they're able to do a lot with Medicaid in other states. In Missouri, we don't abuse this, but they do things like you would not believe, like help people buy stoves. It's crazy. But in addition, at the end of the day, somebody who is young and able-bodied to demonstrate that they're trying to get a job, or maybe they do have a job and they're just not making enough, or they're going to school to get a job. If you can meet those three requirements and you still need Medicaid, then we will cover you. But if you are not trying to get a job and you're not working and you're not going to school, then you need to get out and get a job before the federal government is going to pay for you to to have Medicaid.
I can get behind that. I mean, is it up to this individual states then to enforce that, or how are they then going to be tracking this to make sure people aren't abusing it?
Yeah, we put in the bill the strict enforcement of these rules. So, because we know that there will be states that try to get out of enforcing that.
Right.
Sure.
But that's in the bill.
California, Minnesota. Yeah. Let me go on.
You can name them. You can pretty much figure out who that's going to be. Congressman Eric Burleson, listen, I know it's been a long night. I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too. We do appreciate that. And there is a news conference going on in D.C. right now. Ethan, if you would pull that up. Tom Emmer, the House Majority Whip, is speaking right now.
House Republicans followed suit. Our one big, beautiful bill fulfills the mandate for change we were given last November. It allows President Trump to continue his successful border security and deportation operations by investing in more Border Patrol agents and ICE officers, funding the continuation of the border wall, and equipping our men and women on the front lines with the tools they need to keep us safe. Not only will the one big, beautiful bill help to make America
safe. Let's get right to Aisha. All right. So you can hear the Fox is starting to cut away from their coverage. But you heard it here first. We had Congressman Eric Burleson on right off the top telling us that this thing passed by one vote. There were two no votes. I would assume Thomas Massie was one of those. I don't know who the other one was. Maybe Chip Roy. I just don't know. I don't want to claim because I don't know. Massie said he wouldn't vote for it. So no, he was one of them. For sure. But it's now past the House, and now it goes over to the Senate for any tweaks they may make to it. Let's hope they don't do any mass changes. As you heard Eric Burleson say, just to sum it up, as a fiscal hawk, it didn't have everything he wanted. That said, maybe the reconciliation bill is not the way some of that's going to happen anyway, but it did have some historic things in it. And goals that we all share, like increased border security. They defunded Planned Parenthood. They defunded trans surgeries for minors. They changed the National Firearms Act to no longer include and ban suppressors. You don't have to go get a tax stamp and permission from the federal government to protect your hearing. That's great. These are all great things, and the efficiency that they're going to now enact on Medicaid is great as well. Don't buy into the mainstream lies about that. All right, we'll get to a quick break. We're going to be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music.
or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.